Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. Join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, that's okay, because we've got them online for you in the archive section of our website at freetalklive.com. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, are right there on the front page of the site. You don't even have to dig around to find our archives. There's no logging in, no membership area, no credit card fees or anything like that. You just go to freetalklive.com, and there they are on the left side of the page.
What do we got to do? Come to your house and download them on your computer for you?
Yeah, we make it pretty much as easy as possible. In fact, you can sign up for the podcast, and then your computer will automatically download them for you.
God, we did that too!
Yeah, when we released them. So go get them for free at freetalklive.com. And, in fact, if you scroll down past day number six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with a few months' worth of the show. All of that is on the house. FreeTalkLive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Torgo back with us, suspiciously absent last week. What were you doing, man?
Last week, I was slacking.
You were, had a birthday.
What's that? I was
you
at
had a,
bir- a
birthday.
Oh, I had a birthday.
Yeah.
I said I was at a birthday. Yeah, some fat guy's birthday party. No, it was my birthday last week. I'm old now.
So,
how old is
27?
Old? 27, yeah.
So there you go. Well on your way to three decades, sir.
Exactly.
How does it feel?
It's a little bit different. I can actually now say that I'm approaching 30, and because I'm in my late 20s officially,
right.
Now that I'm 27, I'm officially in the age range where people say that you're pushing 30.
There you go.
That's me.
Mm. Be ready for the health failures coming soon.
That's right? Fine. Well, you know, my voice is strong.
Mm.
Oh, and also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. If you'd like more information about the Free State Project, you can call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
So let's start with credit cards tonight, Manwich, and then we'll possibly get to some emails, including one from Hong Kong.
Well, I believe that we said that these debit cards that they gave to the Katrina victims, the
right.
$2,000 debit cards.
Didn't they call that off after about 2 days?
Yeah, well, it was a bad idea, and it's a good thing that they called it off after 2 days. But the ones that they gave out in those 2 days,
mm-hmm.
Still a bad idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, we predicted that these things would be used for alcohol, drugs.
Sure.
All kinds of stuff. Well, I got a story here pertaining.
For all those drug dealers that take credit cards.
Well, they probably would get a cash advance and then
right.
go to
yeah.
this.
Okay.
On the heels of a report earlier this week that Atlanta area Katrina victims were using $2,000 debit cards to purchase luxury items like Louis Vuitton handbags, Houston police yesterday discovered the cards provided by FEMA and the Red Cross being used at local strip clubs.
Jeez.
I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
How does that work the economy?
Well, I don't really think that's a bad thing. Now, these people, after having gone through everything that is involved in having your house destroyed by a hurricane and being displaced from the places that you live, or maybe you already live in this area and you're having a bunch of refugees come in, and you know, you're very, very, very stressed out. And a strip club will usually help with that. You know, going out, hanging out with your friends, having a couple of drinks, looking at some boobs, you know, you're gonna feel better.
Having a couple of drinks that's priced like six drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Houston Police Department just formed a task force to investigate the abuse of the cards, which were distributed to thousands of Katrina hurricane victims to provide for necessities such as food, clothing, and toiletries.
Oops.
On the first day, the police found the cards being used to buy beer while ogling exotic dancers.
Maybe it would have been better to give them food, clothes, and toiletries.
No,
and
no,
stuff.
No. FEMA had to turn all that stuff around.
Oh, that's right.
Contaminated area, baby.
People are allergic to things. Not everybody likes asparagus. You don't know what's going to be good for these people.
God knows if you gave them wrong.
Them choose their own food. Some people like, you know, wholesome, healthy foods to keep themselves strong.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like
Fritos.
Beer and naked girls.
Yeah.
You know, it's what they need in order to keep themselves going.
Now,
who cares what their kids need?
Certainly some of these debit cards went to legitimate purposes. I mean,
I'm sure some
all
of them
have gone to the strip club.
I'm certain they did.
Okay.
So what?
All of them. Just a mess. Just this throng of people. They gave out, you know, 6,000 debit cards. 6,000 people all converged on this one strip club.
There probably is only one left after all of the destruction.
Oh, this is in Texas. There are a few.
Yeah.
I see.
Sure that Houston has plenty of strip clubs.
Okay, I didn't realize that. I missed that detail.
Well,
And, you know, I mean, I can go on. It's kind of funny, but
I don't know if you should.
Basically,
go
on. It's just
you were right.
Yeah,
man, which
yeah,
good
there
call.
You go. It's silly.
So they stopped.
Well, you know,
the
they program. Probably saved us a lot of money because Torgo's right. If they would have given a bag of peanuts to the wrong, you know, sick child, then we all would have had to dish out millions of dollars
oh,
to
right.
this family.
For those peanut people yeah. that can't handle that stuff. They can't handle being in the same room with peanuts, some of those guys.
So $2,000 to the dad so he can go out and watch some boobs at the strip club. Small price to pay.
And you know, go. With the strip club thing, I agree with Celine Dion. Some of these people have never touched things like that before.
Let them touch them. Let them touch them.
And I'm sure $2,000 could probably let them touch them.
I'm sure.
Absolutely,
hey,
man.
That stuff does not happen in the champagne room.
Everybody has their price, man. I'm sorry. And, of course, then the girls took the money and went and bought drugs with them anyway. So they all ended up going to buy drugs, pretty much, is what happened.
It's the free market at work. It's a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, they took our money and gave it to the hurricane victim.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You're not saying that the hurricane victim shouldn't have been helped. You're just saying that they shouldn't have been helped in that fashion.
I would go so far as to say that they shouldn't have been helped by tax dollars in that manner. No.
No, I agree with that. I mean, they deserve to be helped by private efforts, by volunteer
sure.
efforts, by and people who care.
$600 million donated privately
is
to,
that right? So far.
The hurricane
yeah.
efforts. Yeah.
That's
$600
million.
Now, you know...
How many million people could have been displaced? Like, what, 2 million?
If we weren't being... I don't know. If we weren't being taxed to death, we would probably go somewhere near, you know, getting close to what the government's
probably a good cool billion at least. Exactly. Yeah, that's right. If we were to reduce taxes, then more people would have more disposable income, and I think that most people would be more likely to increase their charitable contributions if that was the case. Mm-hmm. I know I would.
I definitely would.
You know, simple. I already give, so I don't know whether I don't know how much more I would give.
Well, if you had
I know
extra,
that I do give.
If you
so
had twice as much money...
I would probably give twice as
you,
much.
You could give twice as much. You yeah. could give a little bit extra, whatever's comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can chime in, 800-259-9231. I don't know if there's really an issue there. It's just interesting. You were absolutely right, man, which about how they're going to spend that money.
I love the names of these the strip clubs, though. Apparently, one of them is called as Caligula.
Okay.
And one of them's called Baby Dolls.
Baby Dolls.
I like Caligula. I think that's a great name.
Well, I like the movie.
I would think that most of the patrons, though, probably can't pronounce it. And don't know.
Caligula.
They're in Texas. We're all going to go on down to Caligula.
Don't have any
Where is that? Is that in Oklahoma?
They think Caligula was a rancher around the turn of the century.
I don't even know it's a person. They think it's a town. I'm from up in Caligula. You know,
North Caligula.
North Caligula.
By the Walmart.
Uh-huh.
The email address is here, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails on the air, like this one from Hong Kong. Greetings from Hong Kong. Dear FTL, when I first learned about podcasting, I went to the website podcastalley.com. Good choice. Nicholas, not knowing which shows were good, I picked a couple of the top shows, and fortunately, you were number one that day, and I've been listening to Free Talk Live ever since. I'm not a political person, nor do I identify myself towards any political groups, yet. Being an Argentinian raised in Asia, I've not been exposed to a great deal of politics over the years, fortunately or unfortunately. However, I've been listening attentively to your libertarian views over the last couple of weeks, in particular during the tragic events that transpired in Nolens. You repeatedly state how the free market will help solve and take care of everything. Although I agree with you that the U.S. government is bureaucratic and inefficient, however, doesn't having a government in place guarantee the general public that they'll get relief and help from at least someone? I'd say no. And based on the kind of help that we've seen people being given, I'd say the last kind of relief and help you'd ever want to get is from the federal government. We'll come back with more of this. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the number, and it's toll-free. You can call in and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, a rant you want to get off your chest, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates. You can sign up for them at updates.freetalklive.com, and when there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will send you an email. It's that simple. Of course, you'd be one of the first people to know about it. Updates.freetalklive.com. We're catching up on a bit of email tonight, but of course, your calls are primary, so if you make them, we'll go to them. 800-259-9231. This one from Nicholas in Hong Kong, China. He is telling us that he was raised, apparently born Argentinian, raised in Asia, currently living in Hong Kong. He recently found our podcast and has been listening recently over the past few weeks, attentively, as he puts it, to the show. And he says, we repeatedly state how the free market will help solve and take care of everything. Although I agree with you that the U.S. government is bureaucratic and inefficient, like all governments, by the way, however, doesn't having a government in place guarantee the general public that they'll get relief and help from at least someone?
Well, it's kind of the gilded cage problem.
What do you mean?
That a prisoner in a gilded cage is still a prisoner. Now, I'll grant you, in this case, cages and not Superdome wasn't a gilded cage by any stretch of the imagination.
No doubt.
It was a feces-infested rape palace.
A rape room.
It was awful.
A feces-infested rape palace. .com.
I mean, but, you know, this guarantee, this, oh, there's no way the government couldn't not feed us. Well, the fact is, it took FEMA a long, long time to get there. It's like a week.
Yeah.
To get into place to do anything.
While there were people literally beating down the doors, so to speak, they were trying to get in Walmart, trying to ship in trucks full of water and other supplies, various different other relief agencies, private organizations, trying to get help to the region, and they had FEMA and the National Guard and the local cops literally barring off the city, literally preventing people that wanted to help from getting in there and helping.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I read an account recently about some people that were trapped in the city and were trying to get out. They had gathered together into a group of about 80 or 90 people, and they figured that if they stayed together, it would help them get some attention from the media. Maybe the helicopters would fly over and spot them and point them out, and maybe somebody could come down and talk to them, because they were starving and they were thirsty. They needed help, obviously.
Plus, if they stayed close together, if one of them dropped off, they could always eat them.
Sure. So they went to the Superdome, because that's what they were told to do. They were, you know, milling about through the streets trying to figure out where to go and what to do. And some of the military types that were around said, you need to go. You can go to the Superdome. And so they went to the Superdome, and they were told, whoa, you can't come in here, nor would you really even want to come in here.
Yeah,
it's hell at this point. And they said, oh, by the way, we don't have any water for you. So all of the soldiers there turned these people away. They went to a different, I think they went down to the convention center after that. They were turned away from the convention center. They, again, kept kind of canvassing the city, looking for water, looking for some way to get some help. They ended up approaching a bridge that was, I guess, I'm not sure where it was to go to, but it was out of the city of New Orleans to another part of Louisiana. The cops had barricaded off the bridge. And when the group of people approached the bridge, the cops started shooting into the air and dispersed the crowd. You know, the crowd ran away at that point, and some of the people courageously approached the cops just on their own or in groups of two or three to find out what was going on. You know, why were they being prevented from crossing this bridge? And the cops just would not let these people across the bridge.
Hmm.
They could have gone across this bridge into a, you know, a more civilized area, if you will, an area that hadn't been totally fraught with destruction. But the police there wanted to keep the black folk out of the nice upper crust white area that they were attempting to go into to get some relief from. And, of course, the cops wouldn't help them out either. Oh, and the reason they ended up going this direction in the first place was because some other police chief in the city of New Orleans said, hey, look, I know where you guys can go get some help, because they were asking for some assistance from this guy. And what they figured was this cop was worried that they were going to keep hanging around and make the cop look bad, make the cops look bad to the media for not providing these people with help. And so the cop said, oh, yeah, you can go over here and you'll find some help there. There's a bus waiting for you, as a matter of fact. There's a bus. I swear to you, there's a bus waiting for you. Just go 2 miles that way. And so they took his word for it. They figured he's a cop. He must be. Maybe he's telling the truth and trying to help us out. Of course, they went 2 miles that way, and there was no bus.
Found a couple of cops shooting at him.
Yeah, they found cops shooting at them to keep them away. So
this is your guarantee.
Yeah, this is your help.
I mean, with these kind of guarantees, I don't need this.
No.
Please, I don't want the government providing this kind of assistance
and
to me.
And we're paying for people to be treated like this? We're paying for people to be corralled like dogs in this city, not to mention the cops that were killing
dogs.
Did you hear about that?
What's that, killing?
The killing dogs. Because all these people were forced to leave their pets behind.
Right.
They couldn't take their pets with them. The one lady, did you see the video footage of the cops tackling the old woman with the gun?
Yes, I did.
Well, she had dogs with her, and because there was a news crew there, they allowed her to take her dogs with her on the truck. But everybody else, where there wasn't a news crew around, was forced to leave their dogs at their homes. So you've got dogs running all throughout the streets.
Hungry.
Hungry dogs, scavenging around, and the cops and the military people just started shooting dogs. started putting them out of their misery, so to speak.
Oh, that's nice.
Regardless of how you feel about that. So you're right, man. This is your help. This is your guaranteed assistance from the loving, caring government of the United States. And don't think that the government of Hong Kong would be any more efficient, or the government of Malaysia or the government of Russia would be any better at this, or the Democratic government versus, you know, the government of Bill Clinton versus the government of George Bush. It's all bad, it's all inefficient, it's all bureaucratic, and these guys don't even seem to really care. These bureaucrats.
Well, you know, there's nothing they can do, so caring doesn't really matter. You know, you said that we pay
for
it.
Well, they could have let people into the city to help people out, so they actively prevented help from coming in. So they could have just stood by and watched as people who knew what they were doing actually came in and provided some relief. I'm sorry, what were you
saying? You said the word pay, and I know we often say that, but the fact is we're not paying. We're being robbed at gunpoint in order to fund this stuff.
That's true.
And, as a matter of fact, we're charging it into the future here, because it's not going to come out in taxes in Bush's reign. He's not going to do that. He's not going to increase taxes because it makes him look bad. He's just going to mortgage the future. He's just going to increase the national debt.
Nicholas says, isn't it possible that in a free market environment, no private companies or individuals might step up and provide the relief and support needed by the general public?
Nicholas, that's the problem. The fact is, it's never happened in the course of any disaster, but when somebody says that nonsense, that's what causes the fear that allows government to sink its dirty little talons right into you and cause disasters like this.
How?
No, it's not possible. Humans are kind and generous. Look, the nations of the world, came together to try to donate to us, to give us money. United States, the biggest, meanest boy on the block, they came together to give us money and us assistance at the time of our need. It's not possible, Nicholas.
Nicholas,
no.
And Nicholas has this this kind of idea that has been planted in so many people's heads that government is the almighty. Government is so wonderful and powerful, and you private organizations, you can't do what government can do. In fact, he asks, well, how will those private entities organize themselves and communicate with one another? Cell phone, two-way radio, internet.
Yeah. Organization doesn't seem to be the real word of the day here in FEMA and, the saving of New Orleans.
More coming back. Your calls, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Friday night edition, anything goes if you take control. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, so two sizes to fit everybody. And, of course, it's totally free at freetalklive.com.
Today, over 740,000 people will be celebrating their birthdays. Tomorrow, another 740,000 people will celebrate theirs. If you want to make one or two of them feel terrific on their special day, call 1-800-Flowers.com. There you can order the freshest flowers and lots of other gifts. Use code FTL to check out at checkout to save 10% towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and lots of other gifts that they have there. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
800-259-9231.
I'm so terrible at this.
Free Talk Live. You know what? It doesn't matter because our listeners appreciate the advertisers. We got posts on our bulletin board system by people, you know, as young as 17, 18, 19 that have called 1-800-Flowers.com and have ordered flowers for people.
Well, that's one thing's for sure is no matter how bad we screw up live reads, our listeners always go and use them.
Because, if anything, they're doing it because they feel sorry for you.
Oh, poor Manwich.
He's such a moron.
He's so bad, I think I'll order him some flowers.
Hey, we're going to...
I'll get a card. It just has the alphabet on it.
We're reading an email from Nicholas from Hong Kong, and Nicholas is skeptical of this whole free market idea. He's wondering if... You know, if we let the free market handle a disaster situation, would there be any guarantees for help for the victims? Well, isn't government there to guarantee people some help, to guarantee some assistance? He says, how will these private entities organize themselves? How will they communicate with one another?
Well, I think that private entities did fine communicating and organizing. This is what they do. They're there for disasters. FEMA, you know, it's supposed to be what they're doing, too. They're just bad at it. They're not motivated.
He says,
I mean, if the Red Cross was bad at disasters, who would donate to them?
Nobody.
Nobody donates to them.
And that's the most important part, Manwich. With private organizations, you control the funding. If you think they're worthy of your money, you give it to them.
That's right.
If you don't, you withhold. With the government, you don't have that option. They take it from you at gunpoint. They don't care what you think about their performance.
Yeah, and here's a better question for Nicholas about that organization thing. How many times have you heard reports, Nicholas, of there being a disaster of some sort and nobody showing up? And when they ask the Red Cross and the National Disaster Relief Fund about it, they're like, oh, I thought these guys were going to get it. No, I heard they were going to, the rumors going around. It's this crazy game of telephone we're playing amongst all of us privately run charities. We just can't keep ourselves straight.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No, never.
He says, I feel that removing a central body, i.e. the government, from the picture, will lose that guarantee of support. Of course, putting aside how slow they were to reacting and managing the Nolan situation, you can't just put that aside.
They were bad the last time, too. FEMA stinks.
They're bad at this. Central control stinks. It's communist. You can't get things done with central control. That's why our education system doesn't work either. And finally, he says, I have to say, relying on the free market to take care of everything is too risky for my liking.
It's a risky scheme. I'll tell you what a risky scheme is. A risky scheme is a government that keeps on getting bigger and bigger and taking more and more rights from its citizens. That's the road you're traveling, my friend. And if you want to live in a dictatorship, God bless you, because that's the direction we're going.
It's a good point. He finally says, how would a libertarian government deal with all of this? Surely they would not have the funds to do anything themselves. Well, as I suggested a few weeks back, you know, if there was a libertarian president, I would expect that what he would do is, take off his coat and tie and go down there and volunteer for the Red Cross or the National Disaster Relief Fund or some other private organization that actually knows what they're doing. And I would set an example.
Imagine how much press that would get, too. You know, how much press that would be covering the president down there working alongside everybody else. Then people would
not be, just as a photo op, you know, not just going down there with the news cameras and setting up generators and, you know, giving a speech and then, you know, spreading some peanut butter on some slices of bread and going home.
Right. He's still down there in his suit, pants and shirt with his tie loosened, and they've got a picture of him putting a shovel into the ground, and then he just goes home.
Yeah. You know? Which is what happens today, virtually.
Right, exactly.
Let's go to the phones to the fun, too. So it's clear that the free market can handle these tragedies. In fact, they are chomping at the bit to help out, but it's the federal government that's preventing them from coming in and helping. Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Eddie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to my daughter.
That's okay. Talk to us now, buddy.
All right.
At least there are some fathers out there that still talk to their children. I think it's a good thing.
I try not to do it. But sometimes I'm forced to.
That's the kind of dad I want to be.
So what's on your mind, sir?
Got this Free State Project.
Yes.
That was just thinking about that. I was reading up on it. But in your opinion, what do you think about the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, but yet convicted felons, people that are misdemeanor charged with domestic violence, people who admit they're addicts, anybody who does illegal drugs, these people aren't allowed to own firearms, but let's say they're not violent, and then they're in New Orleans. How are they supposed to protect themselves?
Well, I've got to say,
I don't want a gun. The Amendment says the right to bear arms without any infringement, and yet they're taking the guns away from honest citizens. It's like increments here. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Our country was built on no taxation without representation, and they take away the right to vote from convicted felons. They take away the right to bear arms, and this isn't really the way things were set up. The fact is, convicted or not, people can be dangerous. You know, most murders are not convicted by or not committed by convicted murderers.
Oh, in the crimes of passion, they just happen in a split second.
Yeah, so you're not really preventing murders by taking guns away from murderers.
Right, and Eddie's on our side. It sounded for a moment like he wasn't, but then he kind of switched over and he sounded like he was. So you're for full gun rights. You think felons should be able to carry guns, right, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, the minute you got out of jail before 1900, as soon as you got out of jail, they handed you your weapon back.
Yeah.
You got out of jail.
Well, you've served your time. You've paid your dues, as they say.
The percentage I was looking at, I don't know if it was true or not, but, you know, it seems pretty legit. Well, they said less than 10% of everybody that ended up doing jail time, you know, like felons, before the law came up in 1938 that said felons couldn't own guns, less than 10% weren't
recidivists.
Back to prison, yeah. But now it's over 90%.
Well, that's what they do today. They make this prison system. When you get released from prison and you've got a felony on your record, you're like a perma criminal. Mm-hmm. I mean, they put you on probation, and the probation's so easy to violate, whether it be that you get caught with drugs or you get caught with a gun or outside of a certain area that you're not supposed to be outside
of. Not home by a certain time.
Right. I mean, it makes it so easy to violate the probation, in which case then it's a VOP charge and they throw you right back in the clink.
Not only that, Eddie, if you take a look at the things back in the 1930s that would send somebody to prison and look at the things that have been added since then, there are things that will send somebody to prison now that weren't a crime back then when there was only a 10% recidivism rate. And
one of the things is if you hurt your back and go to the doctor, get some pain pills, prescription drugs, you get home, your wife says, well, my shoulder hurts, can I have one of your pain pills? If you give her one, that's a felony.
Well, yeah, if you get caught, then it's a felony. Eddie, that's why we're going to the Free State Project, because New Hampshire is one of the freest states already in regards to gun rights. Open carry is legal. Concealed weapons permits are shall issue. We'd like to just make it so anybody can carry them.
New Hampshire or Vermont?
It's, New Hampshire and Vermont are very, very easygoing on the gun restrictions. And, of course, we want to remove...
Vermont has no gun restrictions whatsoever.
I think you're correct about that, Eddie. You're right about that. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. More gun freedom for everybody. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Friday night show. Anything goes, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show. In fact, Manwich, can you get us an update on our position this month? Last time we checked, we were in second place.
Mostly just on our backs. Because, you know, number two.
Standing or sitting when not lying down.
Mm-hmm. Last time we checked, we were number two at PodcastAlley.com, and we were number one earlier this month. We're hoping we can catch back up. It's some rough competition this month, so we need your help. If you haven't gone and voted yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. That is vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address and maybe about a minute of your time. Very simple, and it helps us out a lot.
And, you know, if we're going to be beaten by someone, it feels nice to be beaten by Buffy fans. Somebody do something. Go vote.
So we got to catch up on emails. We also got your phone calls. Of course, your calls are primary on the show, so we're going to go to them. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, lad.
Hey there.
Well, I just got my usual New Hampshire update for you.
Yes.
But as always, the news is a little different.
Yes, indeed. What's going on?
Latest thing that's going to happen, and I think we may have mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but we have a FEMA flag burn scheduled for the 21st of this month.
All right.
FEMA has a flag?
Well, we're just gonna take a sheet and write the word FEMA on it and light it up.
There you go. You guys, you don't let anything like not having a flag stand in your way, do you?
Hey, you know what? As long as it's legible enough for the news cameras to pick up, that's all that matters. Important. It doesn't matter if it's in spray paint.
We're going to do it at the FEMA building.
They might know what you're talking about then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's coming up on the 21st. What is that, a Saturday?
It is a Wednesday.
Oh.
So at about 6 p.m.
Oh, you're right. Okay, middle of the week. Well, now, wait a minute. Oh, this is what was my question when I saw you guys post this on the NHFree.com forums. Why are you doing it at 6 o'clock at night? There's not going to be any bureaucrats there.
Well, so more people could make it. It's hard to get people who have lives and jobs to show up in the middle of the day on a weekday.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's why you've got to have those dedicated activists that'll come out there at high noon and, you know, right out in front of the FEMA office when the bureaucrats can actually come out and watch their flag be burned.
Yeah, I mean, New Hampshire's...
You may have a point, because I remember the biggest turnout we had for an act of civil disobedience actually was on a weekday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, boss, I got to have a little time off so I can go bird bed linen at the FEMA building.
Come on, people get lunch breaks. New Hampshire's small enough, no matter where they live in the state, they can get there and back to work in less than an hour. It's okay.
Well, that's not exactly true. If you're going in certain directions, it does take a while to get from place to place.
Ah, fair enough. Where's it going to be? Is it the state capitol?
Yeah, it's in Concord. It's, I don't remember exactly what the name of the building is. It's like a federal building, federal FEMA building.
Right.
55 Pleasant Street is the address down there.
So you guys are going to be out there.
Something else. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Something else along the same lines. When we protested in front of Judge Souter's house about 2 months ago, we didn't get much media coverage, so we kind of thought it was a failure. But I got a chance to meet some federal marshals, and it turned out some of those got sent down to the flood in New Orleans, and marshals were part of the problem down there. They were the ones that were grabbing people out of their homes, taking their guns. So I had all their phone numbers, or at least I had one guy's phone number, so I just called him. And
hey, what are you doing?
I just bugged him on his cell phone, basically.
Interesting.
And the number I called ended up going to his office. They called him immediately on his cell phone. He immediately called me back. I did appreciate that.
Sure.
But I was not happy. And, you know, he said he had just gotten back there. I believe he got back before they started doing this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he personally was implicated.
Did you ask him how he felt about it?
No, I didn't. I just said, I hope you never do this in New Hampshire.
And that's actually something else you're doing right now, Dave. You actually came up with a petition. You called, I think, earlier this week or last week and read it on the air. But the basic crux of the petition is you're going to have New Hampshire residents sign on to a petition saying, essentially, alert all of you New Hampshire law enforcement people. If you try to take our guns, don't expect us to, you know, go softly into the night about it, basically.
Yeah, and that seems to be gaining some traction. There's a national version that some of the U.S. Constitution Rangers are putting together now, and I guess they had a conference call about it last night. I don't know all the details. I've been off the internet for a day, so I'm starting to get behind.
So you're going to spread that around the state, you're going to get a bunch of signatures, and then you're going to present it to the law enforcement agencies of New Hampshire. Just kind of let them know, just give them a little poke in the belly and say, hey, you better not try this, mister.
You know, I like the idea, actually, of asking them if they want to sign it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, but like sign maybe like a different version for them, like pledging to not do that sort of thing.
Well, it's not so much. I don't put any trust or value in them saying they're not going to do it.
Yeah,
they're all going to say that. But if they sign a thing that says they'll fight it, that's worth having your signature.
Good point. Very cool. Anything else going on up there we need to know about, Dave?
And I should be clear. When I say fight, I don't necessarily mean fight violently. There are a lot of other ways to fight, but I think one thing guns are for is to prevent tyranny, and as a very last resort, you do use them for that. I don't think it's ever going to come to that. I don't think it needed to come to that in New Orleans. I think civil disobedience would have taken care of that problem.
No doubt about it.
I can't gripe about it not being done because I didn't go do it. So.
Well, cool. So you're going to call us on Wednesday, right? Like from the protest. Is it going to go on for more than an hour or what?
That's a good idea. I might be able to call you right at the end of it.
Yeah. Give us the lowdown, man. Thanks for the call, Dave, as always.
Thanks, guys.
All right, 800-259-9231. Dave from NHFree.com giving us the New Hampshire update. Always good to know what's going on in the Free State. So exciting. Wish we could be there and, you know, be a part of that.
Soon, my friend, soon.
Yes, indeed. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John in Little Rock. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of pinko commie leftists.
All right. What's on your mind, John?
All y'all want to do is take guns from people.
What are you talking about? Are you going to be a good boy tonight?
I'm talking about guns. I ain't talking about family.
Are you going to be a good boy tonight, John?
Yeah, I'm talking
about
guns.
Okay, you hold on there, buddy. 800-259-9231, because people like John. They've told us they like him. It's just
John's
we don't like him
air.
When he gets dirty with us.
He's good on the air.
We're going back with more Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
All right, so you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, over 47,000 posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of users, over 850 of them, as a matter of fact, all interacting, and it's all for free at freetalklive.com. Now, this is a show about your calls, and whether it be political or personal, we'll take them. And you don't even have to have a home. Let's go to John in Little Rock.
Right.
As long as you can use a payphone, you can call Free Talk Live. John, the homeless guy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo Manwich.
And you are correct. I'm now, on a payphone.
Now, you were a bad, bad homeless man earlier this week. You presumed that we were like an internet-only show. You didn't know we were a radio show, John?
I thought you were streaming.
Okay, well, we are streaming, but we're also on the radio, so we got to be careful with the words that you select. So with that warning, John, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you guys are a bunch of Tommy Pinko
yes,
leftists.
We heard you say that earlier.
Now,
in
why?
Say it again.
Why
you
would
you
say that?
All you want to do is take the guns away, man.
What are you talking about?
No one wants to take it. No one on this show wants to take anyone's guns away.
Are you Hillary Clinton levels? Because she's in the same category as you, man.
Are you actually listening to the show at any point? Because we like guns on this show.
Oh, so that's why y'all want to move to New Hampshire and make New Hampshire to a hemp state so y'all can grow hemp there.
See, New Hampshire! Ha ha!
Well,
he is creative. He is one creative little homeless
man. When Jamaica got independent from Britain, one of the first things the Rasmussen, Johnny, and Colt wanted was a provision in the Jamaican Constitution about use of ganja for religious purposes.
They wanted to probe. Wait a minute. Wait. Can you repeat that?
There's Jamaica, when they got freedom from Great Britain, wanted to have a provision in their constitution about use of marijuana.
Why didn't they put that in there?
It's in there. It's in the Jamaican constitution.
But isn't it illegal in Jamaica, too?
No, it is not. Not for religious purposes.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I didn't know that.
So that's why y'all want to go come to turn your hand to a free state, because the soil is similar to the soil in
That's right. We want guns and dope in the free state. No doubt about it.
We just want a bunch of stoned people with machine guns.
No, that's not the case.
Well, that's why y'all want to move there, because the soil is similar to Kentucky, you know, where you grow hemp.
Well, actually,
you can grow it anywhere.
You know, I don't think anyone in this room has thought about moving to New Hampshire because the soil is good for marijuana production. Now, I could be wrong, but that's just what I get from talking to these guys.
I know some people that are all for that. Actually, I think a lot of people, I think it's probably a little too cold most of the year in order to grow that stuff up there. You probably have to do indoor growing, John, in New Hampshire.
That's why I want to move to a hot, light, with winter during the wintertime.
That's true.
So,
all right,
I mean,
John.
Hey, go to BC, Canada, and get all your supplies from there.
I bet
right?
You're an expert grower. You've got probably little patches of marijuana plants in those little, you know, the freeway bypasses where they have the foresty areas on the sides of the freeway where all the hobos live. You probably got some plants going there, don't you?
Well, what concerns me is the fact that you guys are, from what you sound like you don't know what the Second Amendment means.
What are you talking about? Gun rights for all, dude. You should be able to carry
I can't have a gun.
We think you should be able to have a gun.
Well, that's not the way the federal government sees it.
But we're not with the federal government. This is not the Fed show. This is Free Talk Live. We think that liberty is a good idea. Haven't you listened to this show before? You called in enough.
Look,
you should know
better.
I heard
what y'all did to my girl Rita, but we don't go there.
Whatever you say, John. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I'm going to give you Rita's address so that you can go lighten her up a little.
More
put that Barry White on Rita.
Hour number two is on the way.
Amen.
And we're going to come back with your calls, of course. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves.
Let's fornicate.
Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're